Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 181, a brand new world welterweight champion. Get used to it. Robbie Lawler, because I think he beats Johnny Hendricks. If they fight another six times, I think it'll be close. But guess what? Lawler, I think, has got his number. The aggressor, the better fighter, I think, straight up. Johnny Hendricks, one-dimensional. He doesn't talk good enough in front of the mic for Pedro. Straight up, a new welterweight champion. The welterweight title changing hands, but not the lightweight championship. I thought it would, but guess what? Anthony Pettis, just way too good for Gilbert Melendez. I mean, he may be the best fighter in MMA if he's healthy. Straight up, Anthony Pettis, a marvel. The world, of course, champion at 155. I mean, man, hasn't fought in 15 months. Did some moves last night. Lost the first round. But he pulled some moves in that second round and in that first round as well. It was just amazing. I think he is the best fighter, pound for pound, in all the world of mixed martial arts, right? Even better than Cain Velasquez. I think he put the whole package together. He's it. Straight up, he is the real package. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kyle Kingsbury will be here in about 15 minutes. Talking about, we'll talk with Kyle, of course, about UFC 181, but more importantly, the future of UFC, UFC 182, and the uniform deal with Reebok. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Hi, folks. Fred Dreyer here for Regenix. Do you have hair and scalp issues? Is your hair thinning? Is it fragile? Is it breaking off? Is it falling out? Do you have more skin on the top of your head than you'd like? Well, if you do, there's only one place for you, and that's Regenix. Why, you ask? Because they take the time to analyze and explain to you what is happening and why. This September will be the beginning of my 8th year as a Regenix customer. I could not be more satisfied. So go to the phone and punch in 1-800-REGENIX. That's 1-800-REGENIX, or go to Regenix.com.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain.
You only got two ways
protect
out.
Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free on your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, renting an apartment, or even buying a home. It's just another way we treat you like you'd treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But when all else fails, I got to groove.
Let's groove just for a second. Get a little funky with the Tower of Power, baby.
I put down the spoon.
12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're talking MMA, of course, until the top of the hour. Kyle Kingsbury, the MMA fighter, a UFC fighter, will be here with us in about 10 minutes. Of course, the open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Now, on the line, I guess from Las Vegas, Nevada, because that seems to be where the UFC is happening. I'm talking about Jessica Penny, the first ever Invicta Atomweight Championship. That's 105 pounds. And most of you know I'm a big advocate of women's MMA. In fact, I pushed Ronda Rousey and said she'd be a superstar long before she became the HBO superstar that she is. But straight up, women's MMA is probably going to take the world, the sport into another level because it will bring in the female audience. When you bring the female audience into something, you're going to have something bigger than baseball eventually, I think. Anyway, the bottom line is on the line from Las Vegas is Jessica Penny. And Jessica, how's life treating you?
Pretty awesome. I really can't complain.
Pretty awesome. You're doing all these interviews. You're talking to people you've never even met. Is this what you pictured it all to be, being a star or what?
You know what? I really didn't have any expectations, but I'm definitely enjoying the ride.
Enjoying the ride. Jessica Penny, of course, involved in the Ultimate Fighter finale. Now, she doesn't know who she's going to fight as of yet, but I've got a good idea. I'm not going to mention it. And, of course, she's had two wins in the tournament thus far. You know, I was in several tournaments as a boxer, and fighting a tournament is not easy because, you know, whether you get hurt or whether you've got injuries, the tournament goes on, and everybody's got nagging aches and pains and things like that. So was this your first tournament?
This was my first tournament, yes. First time on reality TV. It was a lot of firsts for me.
A lot of firsts, huh? Well, that's good, and hopefully you become the first UFC Atomweight Championship, 105 pounds, of course. All these weight classes, and I think they're great. I think they're 105, 100. I think it should be like 5 to 6 pounds, maybe even 4 pounds at those lightweights in between divisions. But when you look at what Ronda Rousey's done thus far, I mean, the mega superstar that she's become, does this surprise you that one chick has sort of taken the world of MMA all by herself and seems to be on top?
I mean, I think it's awesome that they're showcasing a great female athlete like Ronda. You know, we've been trying to break through into the UFC for a long time. So, you know, it took one person, but there are plenty of women showcasing their skills in the UFC now. So, I mean, I just think that she opened the door for us, and I think, you know, it's very appreciated by everyone.
You know, the Invicta tournaments, of course, you were the first Invicta, I believe, champion. First 105-pound Invicta champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, when I watch the Invicta pay-per-views on the internet and things like that, and, you know, women, people don't realize it, but women are out there to prove that they belong to an extent, and you don't see too many dog fights involving women. You see dog fights involving men now and then, but you rarely, if hardly ever, see two women fighters going at it and not giving it their all. Do you think they realize that they're carrying the sport on their shoulders and each time they go out there and display their skills that there are people watching and saying, this isn't real, you know, like the people that are anti-women and things like that?
I mean, I know myself, I have had to deal with a lot of you know, negative attention from people that think that women don't belong in the sport. And I know a lot of other females have. You know, we've been fighting a long time, not just in the cage, but outside the cage, trying to prove that we belong here. So it's, yeah, it's really important for the females in the sport to get out there and get after it and show what they can do.
Performance-enhancing drugs, okay? First of all, I got to ask you a question. This is a hot question. I haven't asked a woman this in a while. Do you think Fallon Fox should be fighting women, seeing she was born a man, whether she had, like, you know, the hormones, all this kind of good stuff? Do you think she should be fighting women?
In my opinion, no. I don't agree with it, but, you know.
I mean, that's a little, I'll be honest with you. Jessica Penny is our guest, one of the Ultimate Fighter finales, finalists. You know, it's scary because I've trained fighters, and if I had to put a fighter in with her that was a female, I'd be scared to death. In fact, some Florida promoter told Dave Meltzer one time that he wouldn't use her anymore because he was afraid of the unfair advantage that she had. But evidently some girl came along and beat her. But when you look at the entire world of MMA now and the strict guidelines that are being put in place, like by the UFC, as far as drugs and things like that are concerned, drug use, do you think that's a positive thing? Do you think there's that much drugs out there? Is performance enhancing drugs an everyday thing in MMA, or is it just once in a while guy?
No, honestly, like I think that a lot of people get away with using them, male and female, and I think it's really important that everybody starts, you know, uniting and testing everybody on a regular basis. And yeah, I do think it is a problem.
Hey, Jessica Penny is our guest, and Jessica, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Rhonda. Don't you worry about fighting a girl that looks like she needs to shave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
I do, and that's why I think that it is really important that there is regular testing. I mean, I'm coming up a weight class. I used to fight 105 pounds, and now I'm fighting at 115. These girls are, you know, a lot bigger and stronger, and if they have a little bit of help, you know, it can be devastating. Okay. So I do think that it is very important to have regular testing.
Why the jump in weight?
That's where the opportunity is. Got to go where it is.
Go where the money's at, right? So are they treating you like a queen there in the house of the Ultimate Fighter or what?
You know, they treated us really well. It was really hard being on the show just for me and my personality type, but, you know, they treated us really well. They're taking care of us now, so it's awesome. It's an awesome experience. And, you know, the reason for the jump up to 115 was just I couldn't pass up the opportunity. You know, it's not going to come around again, so I had to get on it.
How's Dana White treating everybody?
Oh, he's treating everybody awesome.
Yeah. Is this personality abrasive in your opinion? I'm putting a UFC fighter on the line here, folks. Jessica Penny, and putting her on the spot here. But Dana White's got a personality. Some people love him. Some people don't love him. I happen to think he's great. But, you know, opinions are what they are. Do you think his abrasive personality rubs some people the wrong way?
I mean, he's a businessman. He's not going to make everybody happy. You know, nobody can make everybody happy. And you know, he does what's best for the company. And you know, my interaction with him has been all positive. He's been extremely, you know, kind to me and the rest of the girls on the show. So I think he's a great guy.
Okay. Talk to me about Anthony Pettis, an amazing athlete, huh?
He really is. It was such a pleasure to be on his team and, you know, get to train with him and learn from him. And just, you know, even to watch him train, it was a really cool experience. He's a really great guy.
I mean, and to watch him go out there, and let me tell you, Gilbert Melendez is the real deal. I mean, Gilbert may have slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years. In fact, he felt his speed waning in the fight against Pettis, he said, in the first round. But, you know, I mean, he's the real deal. Hadn't lost except to Benson Henderson in a controversial decision like in many, many years, a former Strikeforce champion. Man, Anthony Pettis went out there and I don't know how to describe Pettis's in the octagon abilities. I mean, I don't think nobody knows how to describe it yet. He's like, his talents are like unlimited, huh?
You know what? He is a superior athlete to everyone in that division. He's a great champion, and he shows it every time he goes out there.
Okay. Now, we're talking different weight classes. Now, he's fine at 155. Do you think there should be a weight class in between 155 and 170, or do you think that 15-pound jump should be there? Because being a former boxer, I moved from 140 pounds to 147 pounds, And I could beat real good guys at 140, but I couldn't beat real good guys at 147. They were just too big for me. So do you think there should be some more weight classes in the UFC as far as the men are concerned?
I mean, I don't think it would hurt. The divisions are extremely stacked, and I think that, you know, adding in another division could, you know, make it really interesting and give other people opportunities. I don't know if that's something that would ever happen in the future.
Jessica Penn, I want to wish you the very best of luck. I know you've got a big fight this week, and you can't really all talk that much about it because it's part of this unveiling on Fox Sports 1 for the big show and things, I guess. But I wish you the very best of luck, and I wish you'd come back and spend some time with us when you could be less guarded. are we all right? Are we cool on that? Because it sounds like you're clear in your answers there. I mean, here's what's up. You come on the show, we have a good time. Just say we'll have a great time, but you go out there, get the pressure of this fight off your shoulders, come back, we'll talk. I'd love to have you back, Jessica Beta. Anytime you want to come back to my afternoon shows, my evening shows, you just let me know.
Thank you. I'd love to come back. And I just want to say, everybody, if you're in Vegas on Friday and you want to come out to the Palms Casino and see the live finale event, it would be awesome. And if not, then we're on Fox Sports 1 on Friday.
Yeah, well, my girl Jessica Penn is in the main event, whether she wants to say it or not, folks. Tune in, Fox Sports 1, Friday night. All the best, my dear. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Jessica Penn on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Mighty Tower of Power Horns, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. Folks, we take it to Silicon Valley, USA. I'm bringing the man that started Apple Computers, Kyle Kingsbury. Did I have that right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right. Me and Wozniak.
How's life treating you, Kyle? Long time no talk.
Life is good, Pedro.
Dana White and CM Punk got together and they signed some type of deal. Is this big for MMA or what?
I think so. I think, you know, he said in his interview with Rogan, he's already dropped 15 pounds in his hard training. And obviously the training is different for fighting than it is for wrestling, for pro wrestling. But we'll see. He should be a welterweight, in my opinion.
You know, and of course he's doing his thing with TNA as well, TNA and USC, isn't he? He's made some appearances on TNA. This guy last night, I mean, I looked at him when he stepped into the octagon. Anthony Hamilton, what was he thinking when he stepped into the ring that soft?
Yeah, you know, I think he's a pretty good fighter, but Todd Duffy's the man. I mean,
yeah,
he's just incredible. He's so gifted. He's just floored dudes before, and he's taken out, you know, good, solid heavyweights. So I don't think heavyweights can come in a little bit soft, but Duffy's a different man. I mean, he lost 12 pounds that week because he had some kidney issues. He came in a shredded 236.
Yep.
You know, he's normally 248 and lean. So, I mean, he's just a bad dude.
When you're looking across the octagon and you see a guy, or you're looking across the ring, I remember when I used to look across the ring and see guys and you couldn't see their abs or they had a little flab around their waist, that just fired me up a little bit more. Just made me know that, you know what, I prepared a little bit harder than this guy did.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially in the lighter weight classes.
Okay, now Anthony Hamilton lost to Todd Duffy. Todd Duffy, you think is will we put him in the top 10?
He's for real. I think he's as fast and as gifted an athlete as anybody there. And now that he's out with American Top Team, he's got some great coaching and training partners to help push him to that next level.
Okay. Well, lightweight Tony Ferguson beat up on Abel Trujillo last night. But the California kid, Uriah Faber, man, coming back, beating Francisco Rivera, a submission, a bulldog choke. What's the difference between a guillotine choke and a bulldog choke?
Well, bulldog is kind of like a schoolyard headlock. You know, you get it around from the side there, and it's almost a neck crank. Guillotine, you're underneath the chin, and it's choking the front of the neck there right on the trachea. You're getting a little bit of the blood on the side, but, you know, completely different angle. The bulldog really hurts.
Well, all those chokehold hurts, folks. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, MMA fighter extraordinaire. Now, I want to ask you this, man. T.J. Dillashaw was octagon side last night, the world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, of course, the teammate of Uriah Faber. But he looked all of like 165 pounds. Does he lose like 30 pounds to make it down there to 35, you think?
Probably. I mean, all those guys are pretty yoked for little guys, and they do a great job of cutting the weight. All of them have wrestling backgrounds, so they're, you know, they're the pinnacle of little guys. Is they got the alpha male. I mean, they all work together. They all make each other better.
You know, Cesar Gracie was on the show last week, the manager and trainer out of Stockton, California, and he said the Americans, where they've got the Brazilians beat and the rest of the world as far as MMA is concerned, is that they have the weight cutting down to a science and nutrition down to a science.
Yeah, you could say they got the nutrition down to a science.
Well, you know, come on. You know, most guys, listen, I think it's incredible. You how much weight do you cut to make 205? 20?
Yeah, you know what? I've been 225 and cut down to 205 from there and fought back at 225 before, but I always felt my best around 216 to 218.
Okay. Are we looking at a Robbie Lawler, Johnny Hendricks third fight, rubber match, or third fight?
I think it has to be. You know, if you go back and rewatch that fight, in my opinion, Hendricks clearly wins 2, 3, and 4. Lawler won the first, in my opinion, pretty convincingly. And the fifth was close, but I still probably give it to Hendricks. So.
Oh, not the fifth. I thought, listen, I like aggression. And I thought that he was being effective with his aggression, especially towards the end of that last round in the championship. And these are the championship rounds. I mean, that fourth and that fifth round, that sort of separates the men from the boys. And Robbie Lawler, I think he was bringing it in that fifth round. I think Hendricks wasn't bringing it in the last round. But we have different opinions, and I'll live with that. So they're going to fight a third time. You think that'll be like some like figure like June, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want to wait around, and they certainly aren't going to give. I don't think Rory McDonald needs to get in the mix at all at this point. You know, these guys got a score to settle. They should have the match now. Certainly, just from the way that it went down. You know, if Lawler had convincingly beat Hendricks, yeah, let him move on, come back to that third fight a year from now after Hendricks has beat some other guys. But Hendricks, in my opinion, won the fight, so. He should, and coming off as being the champ already, he should get his automatic title shot.
Okay, what's up with GSP? Does he figure into this mix at 170? Because he's too small to make 185, I think, in my opinion.
Who's that?
GSP, George St. Pierre. I think he's too small to fight at 185.
George St. Pierre could definitely fight back at welterweight, but I don't know, you know, what the deal is with his comeback and everything like that. I mean, he's got a couple wins, I think. It's been a long time, you know, and you don't want to just throw him back in the championship fight and have him get blasted because his timing's off and everything's off. I think it'll be a while before we see him fight for the title.
Okay. Uriah Faber, the California kid, is he going to fight his stable mate, TJ Dillashaw?
You know, I'm not sure. It sure looks like that's where it's headed, though, and I know everyone wants to see that fight. Dillashaw was the guy that already said, if you want to make that fight, you do it with money.
Exactly, and of course, the Battle of Sacramento, man, they could put this up there in that baseball stadium up there. I mean, this place, that could really, really set some numbers as far as Northern California records for MMA attendance.
It would be incredible. You know I'd be there.
Yeah, we'd both be there, no question about that. Uriah Faber, a favorite, of course, of us both in a winner last night, fighting at bantamweight. Now, here's a guy that cuts a lot of weight because when he walks around, he looks like he's about 175.
Yeah, he's a little meatball. You know, like I said, these guys are really stacked up. They're always lean. They're always in shape. They're training each other year-round. They don't take much time off. And they take care of their bodies. You know, Uriah's a little bit older, and he hasn't really lost a beat. He continues to impress everyone every time he gets in there.
14 stoppage, a tie for a record with Anderson Silva, I think, as far as the UFC is concerned. Faber and Dillashaw, that's going to rock. Now, Anthony Pettis, man, he looks like, you know, Dana says this crap all the time. Oh, this guy's the best fighter in the world, of course, when he has the best fighter coming up on his pay-per-view. But you know what? Pettis may have a claim to that.
I think now he's got a claim to that after the fight. Prior to the fight, it's comical to hear somebody get called the best pound for pound. But he hadn't even defended the title yet once, you know, but you give the guy to cover the Wheaties box, and all of a sudden you got to let the hype engine roll. Now, after that victory, after you finish Gil, the first guy ever to finish him, and his second submission victory, we already know how great the striking is. And a lot of people said, hey, this guy just armbarred Benson Henderson for the title. That's incredible. But it could have been a fluke. Now we know for a fact that Pettis is as dangerous as anybody on his back, and he's really just he's in a class of his own on his feet.
Well,
he's an incredible guy.
That's those spinning kicks and those spinning back. I mean, all that stuff. That's highlight reel stuff. And he seems to have that in almost every fight.
He's got all the technique, and he is gifted athletically. You could tell. I mean, Gil said after the fight, he made him feel a little bit old. Just from the speed difference.
Well, let's be honest, Kyle. Gil is a little bit old. He's you know, Gil's been around a long time. I think he's had 13 title fights. I think if you count the Strikeforce, he hadn't lost, or 12, 13 fights, only lost to Benson Henderson. So, I mean, he was the highest paid lightweight for like 3 or 4 years in the world. He was getting paid more than the UFC champion. So he's made a bit of money, but he does look a little long in the tooth.
He's always been a grinder. He's never was a guy that was just incredibly fast or gifted athletically. But at the same time, he digs those body shots. I mean, he definitely had Pettis hurt there for a little bit in the first.
Okay, just before the break, Brendan Schaub, with him losing to Travis Brown, is he leaving town?
You know, I'm not sure. He's an exciting fighter. He's talented, but we both know what was going to happen in that fight. Travis Brown is definitely a very high-level guy. He's not quite made it over the hump in the top two, top three. I mean, I know they have him ranked at three, but he's just incredible. I mean, he's a bad
dude. Ask Josh Barnett.
Yeah.
Ask Josh. Josh still can't believe those elbows coming down on him. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network. And guess what? I think I got my voice back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
And all of it's mentioned, but I know I'll never get to love land unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Got to take me with you. Please take me with you. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the love of me.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts in the studio. One of my good friends, Ian, is in the studio with me. We'll talk with Ian maybe before the show ends. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, MMA fighter at 205 pounds. Of course, we're talking the recent UFC results. For Beast for Doom, knocking out Mark Hunt, that was pretty impressive.
Very impressive, especially after how well Hunt was doing, touching him up, dropping him a couple of times, and then to weather the storm and come back like that, it's just phenomenal.
But that still doesn't mean he can hang with Kane, does it?
No, I mean, I think Kane's in a class of his own, and that just does better for Kane, though. I mean, if you gotta sit down and take some time off because you get hurt again, you want to see Verdun do well. That sells the fight when he comes back, and Kane's going to blast him. So it's good for the sport.
Good point. We're talking about Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez, of course, the world UFC heavyweight champion, Mexican-American out of Silicon Valley as well, San Jose, California, American Kickboxing Academy. And, Kyle, you know, he got a lot of heat, and I asked him about it on the show, the brown pride tattoo he has on his chest. Now, if a guy had white pride on his chest, would that be different, or should a guy be allowed to wear white pride if a guy's allowed to wear brown pride? What's up with that?
I think you know the answer to that one. There's definitely there's a double standard there. There should be, just with the white supremacist groups and stuff like that.
Well, the Nazis have sort of ruined it for the Caucasians.
I don't think there's nothing there. There's been a lot of jerks sporting white pride, and I think it's fine that Kane wants to represent and is proud of his culture.
Okay, Cub Swanson, no match for Frankie Edgar.
No match. God, Frankie looked just incredible. I mean, I want to see Frankie fight Aldo again. I mean, he looked awesome.
Of course, Frankie Edgar, of course, the former lightweight champion. Now, when we look at Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler, that's going to be a third fight. That's almost guaranteed. Where does Pettis go?
I don't know. I mean, the Russian Khabib, everyone's talking about him getting a title fight. Certainly with another win, he should be right there. And he's got power, and he's a devastating wrestler. But, I mean, I don't know. Pettis is definitely in a class of his own, and he's starting to wipe out that 155 division. You start finishing guys like that, I mean, who do you put in there?
I saw undefeated Ben Askren in the corner last night. Who was he in the corner of?
I don't know.
Did you see?
He was tweets about CM Punk.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, all right. You're tweeting crazy. But he was in the corner there. Ben Askren, of course, undefeated former welterweight out of Bellator. Now, with Fight One or something like that in Japan, making more money, he says, fighting in Japan than he would with the UFC. Comment on that?
I don't doubt it for one second. I don't doubt it for one second. These other promotions overseas definitely want to build, and they're willing to pay for a top talent like Ben Askren. What he should get paid, UFC doesn't want to pay, call it what you want. They don't want to pay boring fighters. But when you're one of the best in the world and you have a legitimate shot at winning a title, you got to have that guy in the mix somewhere, and he's got to be paid accordingly.
Okay, let me throw some pay-per-view figures at you, okay? If we had if we sold 200,000 homes at $50, that would be $10 million. Now, the $10 million that is gross from a pay-per-view, it is split 50-50 between the cable company and the promoter. So the promoter gets $5 million right then and there, okay? So he's got $5 million. And then you see people like Ronda Rousey getting $100,000 for the main event. I mean, Kyle, that sort of looks a little shady.
Yeah, I had an interesting conversation with Sean O'Hare, Pro Bowl center and guard from the New York Football Giants. And he told me, about collective bargaining and those guys going to battle with the NFL for 55% of the lion's share. We're looking closer to about 10 to 15% of what the take is from the UFC.
Zuffa Sports, of course, owned by Dana White, who's got 10%. The Dubai government has 13%. Franco Lorenzo Fertitta have the remaining shares of that company. But Zuffa Sports, of course, bought up every other MMA company of note, just about World Extreme Cage Fighting. Of course, Uriah Faber, the former champion there. They bought up Strikeforce. They bought off the Pride. You know, I was talking with a couple of guys, and they told me they missed the Pride days because they thought that, Cesar Gracie was one of them, talking about training guys. But he says he misses the Pride days because that 15-round opening round gave you a lot of time to do things, to get your game plan together. What do you think? Was it a 10-minute round?
Yeah, they had the 10-minute opening round, and it was incredible. And I think over here it would be even better because they wouldn't be they wouldn't have the special supplements that allowed them to push through that 10-minute round. So you'd really see some more drama in that first round as guys started to fade, which really didn't happen in Pride. Yeah, I loved the format. I loved the knees to the head on the ground. It totally changed the dynamic in terms of shooting on guys and just diving for ankles and whatnot. And the soccer kicks and the stomps, all that stuff phenomenal. Less rules, the better. Also, taking elbows out means less fights get stopped because of a cut, which would never happen, you know, on the street. You know, you're going to continue to fight. But, yeah, Pride was better in many, many ways.
Okay. Junior Dos Santos, why this guy would ever want to fight again? Listen, the guy looked like, I don't know how to describe him physically over the radio. That's how bad he looked. He looked like somebody had beat him with a bat and then threw him out of an airplane and he landed on his face. I mean, that's how bad the guy looked. I'm serious. I mean, I can't describe it no other way. That's the best way I could put it. But yet he wants to fight again. I saw that picture of him in the hospital. I'm telling you, Kyle, I've been around this game for a long time, the fight game for almost 40 years, okay? And I'm telling you, guys that take that kind of beating, there are residual effects and they're not pretty.
Oh, there's no doubt that fight shaved years off his life. There's no doubt in my mind.
I mean, whoa, we're talking about the third fight, and he got licked like a stamp in the second fight. I mean, you know, he had the knockout of Cain in the first time, the blink of an eye knockdown and knockout, and, of course, Velasquez losing. But Velasquez still hasn't lost a round, and I don't think he's been taken off his feet yet, has he?
No, I don't believe that he has either.
Wow, that's amazing, the world heavyweight champion. So him and Verdum are going to go in 2015. How long before Cain's ready to rock?
You know, he recovers pretty quickly, but he's going to take this slow. You don't want to rush a knee injury, obviously, with GSP coming back off that knee injury before he re-injured the ACL. That's happened with a number of athletes. So Kane's got an MCL, a little different to heal from, a little easier, but he's gonna take his time, make sure he comes back right.
All right, now next week, of course, Junior Dos Santos will be in the main event, UFC on Fox. I think, wow, I can't believe UFC on Fox in almost 3 years. 3 years. December 13th, I think it was December 2011 when they kicked this off. It's now 2014. But straight up, Junior Dos Santos against a guy by the name of Stipe Miocic. How do you pronounce that last name?
Stipe Miocic.
Okay, thanks a lot. So Junior Dos Santos going to win this fight here or what?
I think he does. And I like Miocic, and I think he's got a shot. I don't think it's going to be somebody's getting knocked out. He's definitely got a shot. But I think Junior really is in a class of his own, aside from Cain. You know, and with the knockout of Mark Hunt, I mean, he's got power to take out anyone. He's an incredible fighter, and he's so confident in his game and calm with his boxing. I think he's going to be able to find the knockout shot.
That's the UFC on Fox. That's next Saturday, I believe. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. Of course, that's the main Fox channel, not Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. Also on the card, Alistair Overeem. Oh, I'm sorry, Alistair Overeem. Taking on Stefan Struve. Struve, the big, tall, lanky guy. Overeem, you know, Cesar Gracie and I talked about this. You know, not the same guy when he was able to take steroids and get away with it when they started testing him. I mean, he turned into like almost a doughboy.
He's definitely a different fighter. He hasn't quite dropped out back down to 205 yet. But, I think he wins this fight. He's got too much power still. He's an incredibly talented and gifted guy, one of the best strikers ever in the heavyweight division, and I think he's going to win this fight.
A couple of heavyweights going at it. Maybe this is a loser-leave-town match. Gabriel Gonzaga and Matt Mitrione. Matt Mitrione almost had to leave town for calling Fallon Fox a freak, which he had a point, but we'll not go there. Who wins this fight?
He did have a great point.
Time out. Kyle, you and I know that, you know, just because you had a sex change, you were born a man, you have a man's bone structure, you have a man's muscle mass, a whole nine yards. Just because you've been taking feminine hormones for a couple of months, that doesn't make you a girl.
No, especially if you have the inner workings of a man, what's to keep him from not taking those female hormones leading up to a fight, getting a little bit of that testosterone boost coming back?
No, that's just freaky. But Fallon Fox, no, I don't want to put this the wrong way, but she did get licked. She got licked by a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, she was beaten. That was a little joke there. But she was beaten. I mean, you know, they didn't want to fight her against. Dave Meltzer told me the promoter down there in Florida didn't want to use her anymore because he felt it was unfair to match him or her against a girl. So the promoter stopped working with her, and then she ended up getting beat by a girl. So I guess she isn't all that, even though she's a man.
No, there's more talented people out there for sure.
Okay, good enough. Junior Dos Santos wins, so he steps up now. He'll always be a top five guy probably until he goes on. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, former heavyweight champion. I mean, he gets lots of class, lots of respect. I mean, he handles himself well in public, and he took those losses in stride. So he handles defeat well.
Yeah, and he's really a very, very popular fighter, and he's, you know, people love to watch him. He always delivers, and I'm excited to see him. It's going to be a great fight.
Okay, UFC Fight Night, Lyoto Machida is going to be fighting that December 20th, but the card I want to talk about is John Jones and Daniel Cormier. Now, people are getting upset. People got upset when I picked Chris Weidman to beat Anderson Silva, not once but twice. You and I both, okay? You and I both. People remember. Do you remember when people were looking at us like we were out of our mind? We were insane. You remember that?
So many people.
I mean, I had people almost stop. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking. I mean, wait. And he licked him, beat him up, not once but twice. Of course, knocked him out the first time, broke his leg the second time. Chris Weidman, of course, coming back as they take on another steroid freak. But before we get to that, let's talk about this Daniel Cormier challenging John Jones. John Jones essentially unbeaten. That one loss to Matt Hamill, I think, was a disqualification. But, man, I'm telling you, I'm going with Cormier here, and I'm going with Cormier. I'm backing him all the way. I think he's going to take John Jones out of his game, take him to the floor, and beat him up.
I think Cormier is inside Jones's head, and he's got all the skills necessary to beat him. It's going to be a great fight. I can't wait to see it.
January the 3rd, HBO, UFC pay-per-view, folks, UFC 182, live from the MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas, Nevada. That'll be your New Year's Eve present. If you want one, that's one to buy your husband or your girlfriend, because it's a fantastic card, topped by the world champion John Jones, getting his head handed to him by Daniel Cormier, the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Kyle, all the best. You say hello to your girlfriend for me, and I'm still mad about the salmon.
Well, maybe I'll send you some canned salmon from the supermarket.
No, Trader Joe's got good canned salmon.
Alrighty, brother. Thank you very much.
All the best to you. Kyle Kingsbury on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this is the MMA version. I do have my voice back. That's pretty cool. Because I lost it about 30 minutes ago. It was like, this gone. And you know what? You really can't do anything. I mean, once your voice goes, it just goes. I mean, it happened to me on KNBR like about 15 or 20 years ago, and it just went. And the chick was looking at me. She's going, what are you doing? What are you doing? I go, I can't talk. My voice isn't working. It happens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Super Stroke Land Band. A little combination of Huey Lewis and the News and Tower of Power back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No.
You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without?
No.
You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it?
No.
You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My buddy, Rick Stevens. Yeah, he can sing, man. Still got it. 75 years old. 75 years young. Of course, introduced him at the Great American Music Hall last year, and of course, this year at Yoshi's. Take that, but not Yoshi's. Slim's here in San Francisco. Of course, that club owned by the great R&B legend, Boss Gag. Don't forget, Friday night, The Ultimate Fighter is on Fox Sports 1. A couple of fights involving some pretty good fighters, but there's lots of chicks on the card. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... six chick fights, and of course, they're all fighting a straw weight. I think that's 105 pounds, so some good fights here. I'll probably have one of the guests on maybe during the week. I'll probably get it during the weekend. If this goes on and it goes well, maybe we can run that on Saturday. But a fantastic card. That's Friday night, and that'll be on Fox Sports. And of course, we go to Fox, the main network, Saturday night, and straight up, you got the former USC heavyweight champion of the world, Junior Dos Santos. Call him Junior Dos Retard, because if he gets punched up anymore, he's going to be done. He'll be taking the yellow bus, okay, to the fights. I'm telling you, you can't take a beating like that and expect to continue fighting. I mean, whoa, you heard Kyle Kingsbury said he doesn't think it took time off his fighting career. It took years off his life, okay? It ain't for real. It ain't a joke. This is for real. This is combat sports. And the residual effects of combat sports, if you need to see them, look at Muhammad Ali. Look at his state right now, of course. The former heavyweight champion of the world, 1960 Olympic gold medalist at light heavyweight. Man, look at him now. Like he's a cartoon character. I mean, I love him, but look at him. And it's brought on by the fact that he took punches for so long. Yeah, he's got Parkinson's disease and things like that. But, you know, Ali was rumbled up in the gym fighting with guys like Larry Holmes. And it's just the residual effects of boxing and MMA. It's just not there, folks. It's just not there as far as a positive end is concerned. There's no positive ending to this. That's why I say better to get out early than get out late. I got out because I realized I didn't have it anymore. I mean, I was missing things by just an inch. And the punches that used to miss me were starting to land now and starting to hit me. See what I'm saying? So I saw the light. I walked away. Junior Dos Santos, guess what, pal? I think you beat up enough where you might even lose next week. And if you lose next week, sayonara, baby! I don't care if from Brazil or not. Your MMA days are over. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. I thank you for tolerating my lack of voice there, but straight up, this is the live radio, and things happen on live radio. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.